Next is a progress note on Carrie Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-A-C-E, Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y. Date was April 4th, 2022. Place was Serenity Assisted Living in Playa. The paragraph, Mrs. Lovelace was seen in hospital follow-up period. She was seen regarding foot pain, wounds, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. In paragraph history, Mrs. Lovelace was in the hospital period. She could not recall exactly why she was in the hospital period. She has has a history of mild dementia, but she was well-oriented today, period. She also has some degree of dysphagia. She didn't pass a swallowing evaluation, thus she's on tube feeding, period. She's currently getting Glucerna, 8 ounces every 4 hours, period. Repression seems better, and affect was better when I had last seen her in a different AFC, period. She continues to have pressure altered in the lateral aspect of both feet, period. They appear clean and slightly larger on the left than the right, period. It was improved from before her hospitalization as she's getting room care, period. Her hypertension is controlled, period. Her diabetes is relatively stable with Lancet, period. The staff who was present at the home did not have the meds completely resolved in the computer. I need to get more information with the total medication that she came back from Regency, where she got rehab, period. The ones I do know she has is Tylenol 50 milligrams every 6 hours, period, Tylenol 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams CID, ferrosulfate 325 milligrams, ferrosulfate is 220 milligrams and 5 ml, 6 milligrams daily, biotin gel for dry mouth twice a day, melatonin 10 milligrams nightly, bupropion 75 milligrams BID, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, Selexa 20 milligrams daily, vitamin D 5,000 weekly, 50,000 is weekly, and Thera M1 daily, period. There may be other ones, and I need to get a comprehensive list from the facility when the manager comes, period. New paragraph, passes is positive for arthritis, hypertension, gallstones, diabetes mellitus, back pain, hernia repair, anxiety, chronic kidney disease, jacked of depression, diabetes mellitus type 2, retinopathy, hypertension, anemia, depression, urinary incontinence. New paragraph, social history. No, she's a former smoker, but not recently, period. No alcohol excess. New paragraph. Review of symptoms negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, or abdominal pain, or vomiting, period. She has some dysphagia. She has pain in her feet at the site of the wounds. No dysuria. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 136 over 74, pulse 84, is 5-16. Temperature is, It had a neck, people be going reactive light, eyelids and contact side were normal, extraction is normal, all the things are normal. Ears normal. The infection. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal from the two. No gallop, no murmurs. Slight edema, but not severe. Abdomen soft and untender, no palpable ganomegaly. CNS cranials are grossly normal. Sensations are grossly intact. Skin, there's lesions in her She could, there's a small one about an inch long on the left, as on the right lateral foot, and there's one a little longer on the left lateral foot, period. Some slight pain there, period. We have mental status, she's completely oriented to time and place, period. Everything in time, she knew the date, the year, month, and season, period. Everything in place, she knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, and it was perfect, period. Affect is normal today, and she's not as depressed as in the past, period. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is Lovelace. It's stable. With respect to wounds, and is getting home care and wound care period. Is Tylenol available for pain? And plan about 50 milligrams PID for more severe pain period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus and observed on the Lancet. Continuous daily period. Three, she has neuropathy on continued gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Four, she has hypertension controlled by the prolactin 25 milligrams BID. I need to get a full med list to see if any other medications have been ordered or discontinued, period. She had been on clinical before, but I do not see that on the packet of meds that she got from Regency, period. New paragraph, for depression, I will continue citalopram 20 milligrams daily, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation?